Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Steve Letarte, STP auto expert and former crew chief. I know what it takes to keep engines performing at their best. STP's latest breakthrough additive, STP Ultra 5-in-1 Plus Fuel System Cleaner Plus Fuel Stabilizer, delivers 3 times the amount of cleaning agents versus premium gasoline and helps keep fuel fresh during storage. For over 60 years, STP has been on the cutting edge developing products to help engines run better, longer.
One bottle contains 3 times by weight the amount of cleaning agents compared to 20 gallons of the leading premium gasoline.
Greetings. Welcome to the NASCAR on NBC podcast. I'm your host, Nate Ryan. Our guest is Daniel Suarez, who recently broke through with his first NASCAR Xfinity Series victory at Michigan International Speedway. That was significant for multiple reasons. Suarez became the first Mexican-born driver to win a NASCAR National Series race, but also because it ended a 47-race drought since he began racing on the Xfinity circuit with Joe Gibbs Racing. He has been very candid about the pressure he was feeling to perform, being aligned with a top-flight team and sponsor, as well as competing against some formidable teammates. Daniel Suarez put all of that to bed with the win at Michigan, so we talked about how that felt, as well as the popularity of his win with other of his NASCAR peers, how it might resonate in his native country, and his friendship with Haas F1 driver Esteban Gutierrez. As always, we appreciate you listening. Please leave a rating or review on iTunes or send me feedback on Twitter at Nate Ryan. And without further ado, here's Daniel Suarez.
So, Daniel, getting this first win, getting over the hump, and finally breaking through, just tell us how it feels to be a NASCAR winner.
It feels great. I'm still new in this NASCAR winner thing, but it feels great so far, honestly. In the whole weekend, it was just like crazy. Like, a lot of people sending me texts, a lot of people sending me a lot of good comments on social media. It was just good. It was just crazy. And finally, to get that first victory in the National Series, and not just the victory, how we got the victory, because we got a lot of ups and downs on that race. In the beginning of the race, we had a pit road speed penalty. We had an issue with the clutch that it was making me have a lot of issues leaving my box every time that we were putting tires and putting fuel in the car. So we had a tough race, and right there to have a dramatic finish with Kyle Busch. Honestly, I don't think it can be any better than that. And to get my first win in that way, I think it's great.
All those things that you overcame, like you said, I mean, the broken clutch, the coming out of nowhere with 10 laps to go to beat Kyle Busch, who's obviously a terrific driver, won many, many races in the Xfinity Series. How did it feel like to beat him that way?
It feels really good. Kyle Busch, he's been a very good friend. Obviously, you said he's a really, really good driver, one of the best in the business, and he's been super helpful to me. That's the truth. Since last year, he was helping me a lot. He's been helping me not just in the Xfinity Series, but as well in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series that I race for KBM. And he's been a big part of my racing career in the National Series to be where I am right now. So I'm just very pleased with everything that he has done for me. And to have a battle with him in the last couple laps on that way, aggressive but clean, he's just perfect. I don't think, like I said before, I don't think he can be any better than that.
It's not the first time you've had a good car for an Xfinity race, but what was different maybe coming into Michigan? Did it feel as if, as the weekend progressed, that this was going to be your chance to really get that win?
The car was strong all weekend long, and I knew that maybe it wasn't the fastest car by ourselves. We qualified sixth, but the car on traffic and the car in the long run was really good. So I feel like we can have a shot if we were making the right calls and the right adjustments. And the entire 19 Aries Toyota Camry did a really good job. The car was strong. He was on the point. My crew chief and my engineers, they were making good calls. They never give up, even when we had those mistakes and that issue with the clutch. So that's what it takes, honestly. That's what it takes to never give up and to work hard until the checker flag is out.
You talked about all the support you got from the NASCAR community, other drivers, teammates. What message touched you the most? Is there somebody in particular that you heard from that really resonated with you?
Well, it was a lot of people. It was a lot of people. Actually, yesterday I watched the replay of the race, and I was just super excited to see obviously the last part of the race, and to hear all these really good comments from Michael Waltrip, and especially from Dale Earnhardt Jr. It's just unbelievable to have all this support from someone like him. It's really good. I think all these comments definitely means a lot to me. And I think if we keep doing what we are doing, just like he mentioned it on TV, we are going to be in this sport for a long time, and hopefully one day make it to the cup level. So super excited to be here, super excited to be in this country and on NASCAR, living the dream.
What do you think, to have so many people happy for you that you won and to earn all that respect, what do you think you did in the way you came into NASCAR over the last year and a half? Is there something that you feel like you've done that has earned all of that respect and all of that goodwill and happiness for you that you won?
Yeah, one day when a good friend of mine, he told me that a humble person fits everywhere. So I just came to this country with a dream to try to work for that and try to get to that point. And a couple of years ago, I had my first opportunity with this great organization that is Joggy Racing, and to have teammates like Kyle, like Carr, Matt, and Danny, it's just great. They are one of the best drivers out there, and to be able to give them a call or to ask them for a question, mostly Kyle, obviously he's been the most helpful, and Carr Edwards, he's a super good friend. I really like him a lot. Every time that I talk to him, we have a lot of fun. And he's a really good guy, and I just feel like he's been great. Honestly, I'm really enjoying the ride a lot, and I'm hope I can do this for a long time.
You didn't just come into a team with great teammates; you came in with a great sponsor and obviously great cars. When you started this last year, and you were getting into the rhythm of learning how to race and how to win, it took to this point to be able to get that first victory. Was there pressure? I mean, was it sometimes a mix of feeling like you could get to this point, but also feeling frustration that you weren't there yet? How did you handle all that?
Yeah, we had a lot of that, honestly, in the last few months, couple months, because we knew that we had the speed, and we knew that we were running in the front every week. We've been leading the points for several weeks now, but we didn't have any wins, so it was a little bit of extra pressure right there to try to close the deal. We knew that it was going to come anytime, but we wanted to put pressure to try to make it happen sooner. Honestly, a few weeks back, I was putting a lot of pressure to myself to try to make it happen. For a lot of moments, I thought that Charlotte, this race at home, it was going to be the day because my car was the fastest car out there. And I ended up wrecking in the last 15 because it was oiled on the racetrack. So I was so disappointed with myself. And after that race, I just went home and I said, okay, this is the point where I need to relax, stop putting pressure on myself, stop thinking just about the win, and start over. Start going again and trying again. we went to Pocono, we had great speed, and then the racetrack, the weekend wasn't great because we had a lot of issues with the weather, and then we went to Michigan, and everything was having fun. Everything was good. Everything was with a smile on my face and in everyone in the team, and the win came together. So I think that's all about. It's just to have fun, to try to enjoy the weekend, to enjoy the race, and try to make it happen, drive hard.
And balancing those expectations of wanting to win in a new series while you're also trying to get used to living in a new country. What was that like over the last year and a half? And how much more comfortable do you feel living in America now than versus a year ago?
Well, I've been living in the U.S. for almost 5 years now. So I feel like, obviously, this is my home now. And I feel really good here. Everyone has been great to me. It's been unbelievable. I'm not planning to go anywhere anytime soon. I really like here, and I enjoy being here a lot. And in the last year and a half or so, it's been even better. Being part of the JGR family. I live just 1 mile away from the shop, so almost every day I go to the shop to stop by with the guys, to have lunch with them, and I really enjoyed that a lot because my family is not here. My family is in Mexico, so for real, my family is a race team, and I really enjoyed that a lot.
The way that you came together with Joe Gibbs Racing and getting into NASCAR, what was the key moment or the key factor that made all this happen that put you in this car?
Well, I think everything started to come together when I was racing in the K&N staff. When I was racing in the K&N staff, we won a couple important races together. One of them was the Daytona race and Battle of the Beach, and after that, I won the opening race in the NASCAR Mexico Series in Phoenix. So it seemed like after that, everything started to come together, and the conversations started to get a little bit more interesting with JGR. So it was really cool. It was really cool to start those conversations and to start thinking about the next level. So for me, it was like a dream. And right now, to get the first victory, obviously is even better.
How would you define success in NASCAR? You've gotten the win in Xfinity, but is it all about getting the win in Cup? Is that what's going to make this a real success? Or would you consider yourself winning on the national level being a success already?
I think everything is a step by step. Step by step, I've been getting to this point right now. And I think for now we have to focus in the Xfinity Series. And 1 year from now, I saw to get a victory in the Xfinity Series very, very far away. And right now it's a reality. We are here, we did it, and we did it with the best drivers. And I'm sure that when we get the opportunity to go to Cup one day, we are going to start learning about that. We are going to start learning about the new competition, the new drivers, and we are going to get there for sure.
You obviously did really well in the Toyota Series in Mexico. Do you keep tabs on what's happening there in terms of what NASCAR is doing? And do you think this win can mean anything for what's happening there?
Yeah, I think NASCAR is doing a really good job, not just here in the U.S., but also in Mexico, to put the series together and to have a lot of drivers and the best teams and everything, a lot of sponsors, and a lot of support. I think what we are doing right now here in the U.S. is going to put excitement to a lot of drivers and a lot of young drivers, mostly, in Mexico and all Latin America, to try to come to this sport, to the U.S., to North Carolina, to try to give their self a shot. And I think it's exactly what I did 4 years and a half ago, and right now here we are. So it's a dream that obviously in one point seemed like it's super far away, but if you work hard and if you have the right people on your side, obviously that dream that is far away slowly start coming to you.
I had a chance in January to talk to Esteban Gutierrez at the Haas F1 shop, and I know that you and him kind of came from similar backgrounds. Have you had a chance to talk to him since your win, or have you kept in touch with him this year while he's been racing F1?
Yeah, we talked to him. I didn't talk to him on the phone or anything like that, but he wrote me a note on text and on Twitter, and he's a really good friend of mine since we were 12 years old. We used to race together. We went to a different paths. when I was 16 or so, and he went to run open wheel in the U.S. and in Europe. But he's a great driver, a very good friend. Everything when we were young, it was either him or myself. We were racing for championship. We were racing for the world champion in Europe a few times, and it was great. I think it was a great time having those races, and for me it's a true honor to be doing good in the NASCAR family, in the NASCAR life, and obviously for me it's very cool to see him in the Formula One level racing very well.
We appreciate Daniel Suarez for joining us on the NASCAR NBC podcast. Daniel virtually is locked into the Xfinity Series playoffs, and he will be racing again this weekend at Iowa Speedway. You can catch the highlights from Iowa next week on NASCAR America, which just moved to a new permanent weekday time slot of 6 p.m. on NBCSN. Thanks as well to Joel Madak for producing the podcast. This episode and all of the rest are available on Audioboom and Stitcher. You also can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes for automatic downloads of new episodes. We'll have another NASCAR on NBC podcast this week with NASCAR driver Landon Cassel. And next week, we will have AJ Allmendinger as the Sprint Cup circuit heads to Sonoma Raceway for its first of two road course events. Allmendinger swept the road course pole positions last season, so we'll talk to him about that and much more. Thanks again for listening to the NASCAR on NBC podcast. Hope you enjoyed it.
I'm Steve Letarte, STP auto expert and former crew chief. I know what it takes to keep engines performing at their best. STP's latest breakthrough additive, STP Ultra 5-in-1 plus fuel system cleaner plus fuel stabilizer, delivers three times the amount of cleaning agents versus premium gasoline and helps keep fuel fresh during storage. For over 60 years, STP has been on the cutting edge developing products to help engines run better, longer.
One bottle contains three times by weight the amount of cleaning agents compared to 20 gallons of the leading premium gasoline.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.